Welcome to this morning's session. It's a very interesting topic this morning. Yesterday we talked about karma, and today we're talking about time. Either we could say time, we could say drama, or a very interesting word is kudrat. In India, they use this word kudrat a lot, which simply means destiny, or even, you know, mixed up with God. God in nature, yes. When they want to blame something, they would say it's kudrat, you know. Anyway, I think kudrat is a Urdu word, I think so, but I might be wrong. But there are three things in this world which has no beginning and no end. It's infinite, everlasting, immortal, no beginning and no end. First one is God the Supreme. For those who do not believe in God, maybe you could give another word, it's okay. Supernatural power, or whatever. But this power, which was never born and never dies, it's an ever-existing energy, which is unlimited. The second one is souls, us. We are made in that image, but of course not made, not created. Again, imperishable, immortal, ever-existing. Nobody gives birth to a soul, and the soul never dies. The third is drama, nature. That's why I said kudrat. Nature, there is a saying in the world out there, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first? What comes first, the fruit or the seed? You see, it's a circle, it's a cycle. If you say fruit, you would say, where does it come from? And if you say seed, you would be asking the same question. So it's a very interesting thing that's infinite, ever-existing, everlasting. We would compare these three words or three identities as a dot. It's not a circle, it's not a square, not a triangle, which has a beginning and an end. But a dot is infinite. It doesn't grow, it doesn't subtract, it's just a point. And we would define the Supreme Soul, the souls, and drama as a dot, a point. The three dots, if you even just say that. But in India, in the mythology, there is a word called Sudarshan Chakra. I know it's a tongue twister. It was once upon a time for me also. Sudarshan Chakra, it's like a boomerang. You know, they believe that you just throw it and it cuts the throat and comes back through the thought power. And the deities had that. That's what they believe. So like Krishna had a Sudarshan Chakra in his hand. Vishnu, the deity Vishnu, had it also here, rotating all the time. And with the thought, it just goes, it cuts the devil's throat and comes back. Really, it sounds very unusual. As kids, when our parents used to try and instill some Indian culture in us, they would give stories like this, and we would ask them, even gods kill people, you know, that what's the difference between us and God? And things like that. But really it's a metaphor. There's nothing like a boomerang or a Sudarshan Chakra in someone's finger, you know, and somebody standing with it. It's a metaphor. And that metaphor comes from your thinking pattern. When you think correct, or you think negative the other way around, it is compared with this Sudarshan Chakra. Su means self. Chakra means cycle. Darshan means to see. See the cycle of your own self. Where do I see my cycle? It starts from my thinking pattern. What is the pattern I'm using? Or there's another saying, they believe there's a Pardarshan Chakra, Par. Par means others. Darshan means to see, chakra means the cycle. When you start seeing others, what others are doing, where is this others, how are they, what are they doing? In other words, your thinking pattern is working the other way around. And it's interesting, again this Sudarshan Chakra has a little symbol, and this symbol is shown as swastika. Have you seen a swastika? And this swastika is two words again, swa and stit. Swastika. In other words, swa means self. Be the embodiment of the self. Who am I? Where do I come from? What am I supposed to do? That's the self. That's swastika. And in any place in India, any festival, any celebration, they will definitely do that symbol, yeah, the sign of swastika. You want to move into a new house? Swastika is there. You know, you start some new books, your accounts, swastika is there. Anything, any auspicious thing, and swastika is definitely there. And you ask them, why do we do this? Say, to complete the task very auspiciously. Yeah? It will finish very peacefully and very auspiciously. That's why that symbol is all over. They do not know anything more than that. Yes, Jay?
That's where
I'm going now, because it would be completely the other way around. So swastika is, it's from right towards left, and then go down, and then left again, and then, but somebody taught me a correct way of doing it, it's okay. But you must have seen the Nazi symbol. Have you seen the Nazis?
Yeah.
It's the other way around, you see. Yes, please do that. Is there a marker there? Oh, yeah, good. So, right to left. No, right to left.
Right to left.
Down.
Down.
All right, left.
Left.
Yes, yeah, stop there. All right, now. Yes, go. But.
That's the
correct. Yes. But, you know, they say to chop it off is also. It's just faith, yeah? Don't go to the big case. If you cut through, like how we did, then they say it's inauspicious. That's what they believe, but it's not true anyway. We don't need... They say...
Right to left.
Okay, go down halfway, then go left. Left. And then you Then you, go down. Yeah? No. Anyway, it's okay. We'll do it later when I get up. Break time, I'll do it for you.
Thank
you. Yeah, sure. Anyway, so this is swastika, if you see. The Nazi's sign, the Hitler's sign, is little bit upside down like this.
Maybe it's a mirror image.
Yes, that's